RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
A big night for Bows and more. Here's Darren Frehel.
Good morning, Gavin. Well, as you've been hearing, quite an off day for the Irish in Tokyo. The women's golf, though, well underway, and Leona Maguire has finished her opening round with a 71, level par for the tournament. Stephanie Meadow still out on course, and she's just pulled back another birdie on the 16th hole, so she's 2 over par. 2 holes to go in that opening round. Madeline Sagstrom leads on 5 under. Diver Tanya Watson also going really well. A 10 under, 10 metre platform event for her. After one round, she lies in joint 8th place, and the top 18 progress past that preliminary round. So a good start for her. The show jumping final actually gets underway at 11 a.m. Irish time. Keane O'Connor, Bertram Allen, and Darragh Kenny all in action. Bohemians have kept their hopes of qualifying for the European Conference group stages alive with an absolutely brilliant 2-1 win against the Greek side PAOK. Ali Koot scored both goals, and Bohs, I think the only downside for them last night will be the fact that they led 2-0 and conceded a late goal to allow the Greek side back in the contest. But PAOK have 10 internationals in their side, and this is a hugely significant win. Keith Long is the Bohs manager, and he was delighted with the win, although he was reluctant to call it that just yet.
It's, I don't know, is it a win? So we've got advantage going into the second leg away. It's going to be very tough. Yeah, no, it's pleasing that we got ahead. It's a pity we couldn't keep a clean sheet. Good movement, good ball into the box. You know, they're very dangerous. They've got good players. The impact that their bench made in the second half. But we got after the game. I thought we were nervous enough to start off with. But grew steadily into the game as the first half progressed. Ali Koo gets a great goal. And we come into the game a lot more. And we started to show signs of our attacking tread, I suppose, particularly down the right hand side with some of the combination play between Andy, Georgie and Ali, which led to the first goal. So we're ahead at half time. I know it's a cliche, so we won a game at home against a very, very good side.
Yeah, brilliant stuff from them. Second leg next week. Rangers actually lost 2-1 away to Malmo. Rangers kept their hopes alive with a late goal from Stephen Davis there. Last night in the SSE Electricity Women's League, Galway beat Athlone 2-1. Piemont are 3 points clear at the top of the table. They had a 2-1 victory against DLR Waves. Kieran McGeaney will remain in charge of the Armagh footballers next season. He's agreed to extend his term until 2022, and it'll mean an 8th season in charge. Bundiaki and will partner Robbie Henshaw on the centre for the Lions in the deciding test against South Africa at the weekend. Tadhg Furlong, Jack Conan also included. Conor Murray drops to the bench. Lots of changes. I'm much surprised that Warren Gatland has dropped out half Owen Farrell altogether from the squad.
Look, we definitely want to play some more rugby than, and we just didn't get that opportunity in the second half. And the first half we got some of the bounces we did in the first test in terms of the aerial stuff, and basically we got nothing from there in the second half. And you know, the point being that South Africa kicked the ball 22 times in the second half. We've only kicked it 10 times. We've tried to go out there and get some momentum and play some rugby, and we never got into the game in that last 20 minutes or so. So, and that's why there's a couple of changes, and Finn Russell comes on the bench because, you know, he's a little bit different, and the 2 10s are very good at what they do and quite similar, and he offers us something a little bit different.
That's all your sport for now.